U.S. servicemen and women on duty in Iraq and Afghanistan have more ways than ever to keep in touch with their family and friends back home. Long gone are the days of the occasional phone call and handwritten letter. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Specialist Melinda Kuna, a military police officer with the National Guard, is stationed in Qatar, 7,000 miles from her family in Springfield, Missouri. But that didn't keep her from making an appearance at a birthday celebration for her 9-year-old son, Brandon.
Did you get your surprise today, Brandon?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Brandon, along with his sisters and grandparents, were at the Springfield Armory in a room full of cameras, computers, and TV sets. Flickering on one of the screens was a live picture of his mother in the Middle East. Through an international video link, the family could see and talk with each other for about 15 minutes.
Did you have cake and punch at school today?
Yeah.
Yeah, his birthday cake was an army cake with tanks and trucks on it.
More army stuff, huh?
Yeah, how old you are.
So did you invite a lot of people to your birthday party, Brandon?
10.
You invited 10.
Video conferences like this are becoming more common for troops overseas. The Missouri National Guard conducts one almost every week. Specialist Kuna's 14-year-old daughter, Nicole, has taken part in 3 video conferences since her mother deployed 9 months ago.
It's actually pretty cool because it's kind of hard just getting to hear her voice. But it's really cool to get to see her and see how she looks and talk to her.
In between video conferences, Kuna keeps in touch with her family through email. While other troops have bought cell phones or satellite phones that can reach the United States, even from remote parts of Afghanistan and Iraq. Sergeant Russell Wall, who set up the Missouri video link, has seen big changes in the way troops communicate during his 15 years in the National Guard.
During the original Gulf War, basically, if you were lucky, we were able to place a phone call. Now we can remote out and give people an opportunity to see their family members overseas. We also have the capability to show pictures. We could even play videotapes for them. It's night and day difference between the two wars.
When troops talk with their families, the military refers to it as a morale call, a reflection of the Pentagon's belief that communication improves the mood of soldiers and their loved ones. But frequent conversations also can present battlefield challenges. Troops are warned not to give away sensitive information about their unit's mission, while spouses are cautioned against burdening soldiers with household problems. And family members often fear the worst if, for some reason, the communication stops. Tanya Harris of Springfield has a 20-year-old son in Qatar.
When I hear something has happened to some of the troops and I haven't heard from him, then I start to worry. Because, you know, I get used to getting the emails now and the phone calls, and then you start worrying if you haven't heard from him for a couple of weeks. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know.
There's one other concern about soldiers' growing reliance on email and telephones, an issue raised not by families but by historians. They worry troops are writing fewer letters, the old-fashioned pen and paper kind, like the ones that provided poignant personal records of earlier wars, from the American Revolution to Vietnam. Author Andrew Carroll published soldiers' writings in his best-selling book, War Letters. He says modern forms of communication rarely convey the same detail and emotion.
The problem with the emails and the teleconferencing and in some cases the phone calls is you have to wait in a long queue. It's either very expensive or has to be done very quickly because it is hard for the military to set it up. And so it's really not conducive to what I would call heartfelt or really contemplative discussion.
Carroll says he understands how much families cherish the timeliness of email and the spontaneity of video conferences, like the one Melinda Kuna had with her family. But Carroll urges troops to also send some letters home, describing their experiences and feelings. Those, he says, will provide a lasting history of war, even after their children have grown.
Say, I love you. Say it real loud. Say, I love you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News.